Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL-CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. As we launch into hour number two, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. I had started to touch on a topic last hour, and I said I'd continue on it for a little bit here, and I wanted to do that. Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, who we haven't had on this show in too long of a time. Mm-hmm. I do want to get him back. But he's been waiting to come on because he sent us, you and I, Mark, a DVD to watch. And he's been talking about, if you're on the Downsize DC dispatch at downsizedc.org, you're probably aware of this. He's been talking about this movie called 9/11 Press for Truth. And when I first saw this pop up on the Downsize DC dispatch, I thought, oh no, Jim's gotten infected.
He's gone to the dark side.
Not the dark side necessarily, but infected with the whole 9/11 truth thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the way Jim had been writing the articles was very clear that he wasn't a conspiracy theorist. He did not believe that this movie was a conspiracy theory movie. As he put it, the movie just asks questions. And Julia and I sat down last night to start watching this because if Jim Babka asked me to watch a movie, I said, okay, it must be important. I'm going to watch it because I respect what Jim has to say. And I've seen enough on the conspiracy thing. I've seen all the conspiracy stuff, okay? I'm not an adherent to that. I'm not a subscriber. I don't want to even get into the conspiracy discussion. But I sat down to watch this movie, and we got about halfway through it. Julia started to get pretty tired, so we paused it, put it down, and went to bed. But, man, I don't know if I want to finish it, Mark.
Why?
It's not the most exciting movies. It's well put together as far as...
A little dry like documentaries can be.
Well, but documentaries can be interesting at the same time.
And not everyone is, but they can.
This isn't one of those conspiracy movies like an Alex Jones film, mm-hmm. For instance. And I think that actually hurts it because it doesn't have that sort of in-your-face outrageousness that Alex Jones can have. Like, you know, you don't necessarily agree with everything Alex Jones says, but darn, the guy sure is entertaining. At what he does. He's very good at a video presentation. This one's slick, well-produced, but it's kind of more of like a maudlin tone. It's following these families, the mothers, not mothers, rather, but wives of husbands who died in the 9/11 attacks, and their quest to get answers from the government on a variety of different questions. As you might imagine, Mark, as soon as the attacks happened and they lost their husbands, they had nothing left to live for beyond discovering what happened, right? So
yeah.
I totally understand and I try my best to sympathize with their situation and mm-hmm. what they're doing. But I think this movie is more for people that don't really realize how bad the government is.
Because the government stonewalling and that sort of thing.
Right, that's what it's documented so far. Again, I've only gone through half of it so far, and I just wanted to share this with you. Maybe you can talk me into watching the rest of it. But, they talk about the hearings and the 9/11 commission and the mm-hmm. fact that George Bush and Dick Cheney, they wouldn't testify, or they finally agreed to testify, but it was behind closed doors and no public people were allowed in there. And there's just so much sliminess in the federal government, right? So many, just such scummy people. And really, the movie does a good job of pointing that out. You know, it points out that the government, this particular government, is awful. And, plenty of other... And there's not a lot of conspiracy. They do ask some of the same questions that some of the conspiracy theorists ask. So there is, there's that tinge of they don't proffer theories, but they do ask some of the same questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
They talk on some of the same points. And, you know, I've seen it all before, as far as the conspiracy questions and all that goes. And I think I'm gonna have to tell Jim Babka. I don't know. I just can't. I don't really want to waste another hour on it, personally. Mm. It's not an eye-opener for me.
Well,
it's not like, ooh, this is shocking. This is outrageous. I already know the government's bad. And I know that it's not just this government. It's all governments. So,
well, if Jim sent it to you, probably thinks it's important. I mean, he sent it specifically to you. They're probably selling this CD elsewhere.
Yeah.
And likely so he spent not only the money to get the CD, whether he had to make it or whether
I think the actual producer sent it to us. I think the guy that produced the DVD sent it.
So Jim didn't pay for the postage.
I don't think so. No, it came from a different name.
Well, you know, if you don't think you can make it through, if you don't want to do it, maybe you should just give Jim a call. You want to talk to him anyway.
Yeah.
Talk to him about being on the show, that kind of thing. Maybe he can talk you up.
But he also wanted you to watch it. And I don't want to talk you down. And I guess I'm kind of interested in, you know, you've heard what I think about it at this point. So, I mean, are you going to give it a shot at least? Are you going to pop
it in? You certainly don't make it sound very interesting.
You've never seen any of the 9/11 conspiracy stuff, right?
No, I haven't.
Except for maybe a little flash presentation on the internet or something like that. So, I don't know, maybe it'll be a little bit more intriguing for you. I'm not sure about that. But then again, you also know that the government's bad, and so none of this is going to come as a shock or a surprise to you. And I think for the people that watch this that have never seen anything like it before, I think it'll come as a shock and surprise. Oh, these government guys are so bad. But I already know they're bad. I already know they're awful. So I want to finish it because I told Jim I would, but well, I feel awful. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
I hear what you're saying.
what do I do, Mark?
People send me books all the time. I don't know why you don't get them.
I've gotten books from listeners.
The regularity that I get them.
Yeah.
And maybe it's and a lot of them are from authors and that kind of thing. And I know these people took their time to write the book, took their time to send it out, and they send it specifically to me, and I want to read their book. And by read, I mean sit down and read it like I normally would. Rather than, you know, reading through the back page, kind of flipping through, checking out the first couple of paragraphs in a few chapters, that kind of thing. That's not what I mean by reading.
Yeah.
What I mean by reading is sit down and read it. But there's no way I could do my job and read all the books that I get. Sometimes I get books from listeners that, you know, really do intrigue me. I read them all the way through, cover to cover.
Sure.
But it's not just the matter of getting the book to me. It's the matter of getting me to read it, too. So,
anyway,
I feel bad about it.
Yeah. I'll just have to tell him, you know, look, I mean, if it's covering old territory, it wasn't really that exciting to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can see its value. I can. Just not for me. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So the movie, again, for those of you that are interested, was called 9/11 Press for Truth. 1-800-259-9231-2, the amplifier line. It is, it's Matt in Illinois, rather, yes, in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. What's on your mind?
Couple of definitions for you. Definition of libertarian, according to the American Heritage Dictionary, one who advocates maximizing individual rights and minimizing the role of the state. And two, one who believes in free will. So I believe both you and Mark are libertarians.
Right, that would fit the minarchist definition, whereas, you know, It really depends on who you ask, though.
Right.
The American Heritage Dictionary says that I'm a libertarian. Ian doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the definition of anarchism, the theory or doctrine that all forms of governments are oppressive and undesirable and should be abolished.
Yeah.
Active resistance and terrorism against the state as used by some anarchists. And rejection of all forms of coercive control and authority.
Sounds like there's a word for you, Ian.
Yeah,
so Ian is definitely an anarchist.
Well, okay, maybe so. I still don't like the term. I still don't appreciate it. I don't like what it stands for in popular culture's mind, and I reject it on that basis. But nonetheless, Matt, any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, I think that part of the problem is the whole thing about terrorists using it, and I would think that they would, if you were a terrorist saying that I'm an anarchist, you would say that the government initiated the force. I am just reacting to it.
Yeah, I understand that, but certainly not a position I'm going to take. Nonetheless, go ahead, sir.
Okay, yeah, on Saturday you were talking about steroids, and I have allergies. And a few years ago they got so bad that they put me on steroids. And I took them, and they cleared up my allergies real good, and I didn't have any kind of anger or anything like that.
Well, that's not an anabolic steroid. you know, there's anabolic steroids, which cause you to get big and muscular, and what you were taking were, I don't know.
Yeah, there were some
other
kind of
steroids.
Doesn't hemorrhoid cream have steroids in it?
Sure, there's steroids that shrink tissue, there's steroids
right.
that grow tissue. Specifically, when we were saying steroids, we should have said anabolic steroids every
right.
single time. And we likely did.
Matt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And we may be having a WWE superstar come on the air with us to discuss this very issue, the whole anabolic steroid Chris Benoit situation.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on it. Got nothing in stone yet. Anyway, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. It's gone up again. No, I'm not talking lottery jackpot. I'm talking gas prices. But don't despair. When I come back, I'll tell you how to fill up your tank without emptying your wallet.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG.
If filling your tanks draining your funds, increase your odds for better gas mileage by following the Lotto principle. L-O-T-T-O. L, less weight, means better gas mileage. So don't use your trunk as storage space. O, observe speed limits, because increasing speeds from 55 to 75 decreases MPG 25%. T, turn off engine if idling more than 1 minute. T, travel when traffic's lightest to avoid stop-and-go driving. And O, operate vehicles at peak efficiency by flushing cooling systems every 2 years, which will also help avoid repairs. Jackpot! I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Show is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away. So check them out. And some of those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo. We put them on our website, and they're proving they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. First thing, get this story ready. I know you have it, Mark. SWAT team training for kids. Want to get to that. But first, we'll talk about what one SWAT team did. Or at least some police officers. Maybe they were on SWAT. Maybe not. Either way, they all think they're in the military, and they all think they've got that military mindset. They love getting dressed up in black and kicking in people's doors and shooting dogs and shooting people. This from McCall.com. Allentown officers. A federal lawsuit accuses two Allentown police officers of outlandish and outrageous conduct in what it calls the unprovoked shooting of a man who tried to kill himself with a box cutter. James H. Stewart, who's 24, died from two gunshots to his back after the officers tried to arrest him for failing to return to Northampton County Prison after a work release assignment. He'd been jailed for failing to make child support payments. The suit filed by one of the lawyers on the 19th, exactly 2 years after Stewart's death, alleges Officer Jeremy Mull shot Stewart twice and that Mull's partner Wesley Wilcox yelled at him, "What the F are you doing?" Filed on behalf of Stewart's estate and his sister, Tanya Stewart, the suit accuses both officers of brutality and using excessive force. Besides Mull and Wilcox, it names former Chief Joseph Blackburn as the city and the city as defendants and seeks at least $300,000 in punitive and compensatory damages, which, by the way, if they are awarded, will not come out of the pockets of Chief Joseph Blackburn or officers Mull or Wilcox.
No, it'll come out of the taxpayer coffers.
Yep. Allentown spokesbureaucrat Joe McDermott said the city would issue no statement on the suit.
It's litigation, so we can't comment on it. Our solicitors and lawyers will look it over and proceed accordingly.
Tara Lee, who's the lawyer of South Whitehall Township, who has won multi-million-dollar settlements against different towns in police brutality cases, couldn't be reached. Stewart, the man that was shot and killed, a handyman and father of three, had fallen behind on child support payments, and in February of 2005 was sent to Northampton County Prison, where he was placed in a work release program. Because people that are falling behind on their child support payments, it sure as hell helps them to put them in jail or something. How does that help exactly? When
I don't really understand why that would be. Now they have to pay to be in jail, likely,
right.
If they're in the work release program, and they have to pay their child support.
Right.
I suppose it motivates them from the point of view that they're going to get out there and work, and they're less likely to lie about and drink alcohol or something like that. I don't know. I can see to some extent doing it.
Doesn't sound, by the way, he doesn't sound like a violent guy. James Stewart, father of three. Paying child support. That's why he was put back in jail, because he failed to return to the prison after he went out on a work release program and a warrant was issued for his arrest.
So he absconded.
Right. Early on March 19th of 2005, police received an anonymous tip that Stewart was at his sister's home in Allentown, according to the lawsuit filed in district court. Officers Mull and Wilcox arrived minutes later and pushed their way into the home, where they found Stewart sitting harmlessly on his bed. The officers ordered him to stand, asked his name, and checked his identifying tattoos. When they told Stewart to turn around, he took a box cutter from his belt and tried to stab himself. Now, some of these terms are in quotes. Presumably, they're coming from the police report. One of the officers wrestled the box cutter away and threw it to the floor. As Stewart stood with his back to the officers and his arms to his sides, Officer Mull shot him. Stewart fell to his knees, and Mull shot him again in the back. Stewart dropped to the floor, where he lied dying in a pool of blood.
So the guy pulled out a box cutter, cut himself. The cops took the box cutter away from him and shot him twice?
Let's see. They told him it was in... Yes, that's right. They did do that. That's exactly what they did.
I'm stupefied.
Well, apparently the other officer was stupefied as well, because he was standing right there. Wilcox then yelled at Mull, asking what he was doing, you know, what the F are you doing? Mull replied, "I don't know, I don't know." Tanya Stewart, who stood behind the officers, so his sister was there watching this all happen.
So did the one officer take the other officer into custody at that point for murder?
Let's see. Will and what? No, they handcuffed the girl, though, apparently. She said, she screamed, "You killed my brother!" Will and
that's what they did. That's what he did.
Wilcox and Mull then forced Tanya Stewart to the floor beside her dead brother, where she was handcuffed. The officers also handcuffed the dead. Oh, wait, he wasn't dead at that point. He was moaning and bleeding profusely from two gunshots in the back.
So this is interesting. The cops push their way into the house. They attempt to handcuff the guy. The guy stabs himself with the box cutter. The police officer shoots him. They take the box cutter away from him. The police officer shoots him two times.
Right, and then when asked, fatally wounding him.
When asked what the F he was doing,
he said he didn't know.
Right, and he didn't know what he was doing. Then the woman screams, "You killed my brother," which apparently they did.
Yes.
And so they wrestled her to the ground, handcuffed her, handcuffed the guy who was fatally wounded, and then what?
Then they took him to the hospital. Wilcox then turned to Mull, according to the suit, and said, "My God, what did you do?" That was one cop to the other cop.
Wilcox should have taken Mull and put him in the back of the cruiser.
At the time of the incident, police said this, then they took him to the hospital. He died 30 minutes later. Police said the city's communications center received a call.
Now, this guy isn't a murderer. He's not a bank robber. He's
laid on child support.
Yeah, he's laid on child support.
Yeah, and now he's never going to make another child support payment. Ever. The caller, by the way, the police city's communication center received a call at 2:39 from the home. The caller told police a wanted man was there and that he might have a gun. As two officers tried to arrest Stewart, according to the police account, he held up a box cutter and the struggle began. I don't know why it's recapping the story at the very end. So anyway, besides excessive force and brutality by the officers, the lawsuit alleges wrongful death, unlawful seizure, false imprisonment, denial of medical care, civil conspiracy, and assault and battery. So what do you think the chances are that the officers are on administrative leave?
Yeah, I imagine they've got paid vacation.
That's what happens when these things go down.
At least the one is.
Right, and cops shoot innocent people, then they typically get paid vacations. They call it administrative leave as they're investigating. So I just, wanted to share that with you just to, give you an example of some of the attitude of these police officers.
I want to live in America where the cops are treated like the citizens. I want to live in an America where we're all equal. The police don't exist above the law, that they can't just get away with shooting somebody and then, taking his sister to jail?
Yeah. It's story after story of police malfeasance, police just outrageousness.
How many do we have to read on air for people to wake up?
I don't know. But we'll keep reading them because they keep coming across our desks. Now, let's go to a training seminar for kids. Well, how old are these young people that were involved in this? High school, middle school, elementary?
They certainly don't look like high school students. They look like elementary to me, maybe sixth grade or something like that.
What's going on here, Mark? And where?
Kids in Francis Willard Elementary School's library Thursday morning were waiting for their teacher. She arrived about 9:10 a.m., dressed all in black, including a black face mask.
What's the source of this story?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is QC Online. Okay, it's from Rock Island,
Illinois?
I thought Rock Island was in
I believe
Rhode
Rock Island.
Island
is Illinois.
Fine.
There's Block Island is in Rhode Island.
Gotcha. "Sorry I'm late," said Rock Island police officer Tanya Robinson, told the Junior Police Academy class, "I've already been working two raids."
Slow down. We're going to learn more about this here in a moment. But this is a class at a school?
Apparently, it's the Junior Police Academy.
ROTC, they now have a little class for kids to become cops.
Right, at the Rock Island.
Please. Amazing. We'll explore more. Coming up, you take control. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there, we give them away, including the wiki. Over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. Right there, wiki.freetalklive.com will get you to it. That's W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
800-259-9231. All right, so continuing the story here, Mark, we just barely got started. It's from Rock Island, Quad Cities area, Illinois. And there's apparently some elementary school kids, or maybe sixth graders, very, very young government school children.
They're in elementary school. So yeah, that's sixth,
it is an elementary
likely
school.
Likely to be sixth grade. Okay. Apparently, in one of the students is eight.
And this is news to me, by the way. I have never once heard of anything like this. The very first paragraph of the story. What is this organization called, this class?
The class is the... let's see.
The teacher's a police officer, first off, and it's not DARE class. That's the only time when I was in government school that I ever had a teacher that was a police officer.
Junior Police Academy class.
Junior Police Academy class. Now, it sounds
this is
a lot
at
like
Willard Elementary School in Rock Island.
That's kind of that really kind of scares me, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about this. But you've heard of ROTC before, right?
Mm-hmm.
ROTC. I don't know what it stands for, but it's that high school class where you go and you
like
shoot.
It's junior officer training. I think it's JROTC, probably.
Whatever. Anyway, I think you're right about that, because ROTC's a college thing.
I believe so.
Anyway, it's all the kids, and they get in their camo, and they go and do push-ups and run around and shoot stuff, and they get ready to go in the military. That's the point behind ROTC.
Reserve officer training candidate.
Whatever. Anyway, so this is really just even more kind of terrifying as opposed to indoctrinating kids into this sort of future as a bureaucrat, right? Be a bureaucrat when you grow up. We're going to start you on the path now at age 8.
Mm.
What's going on, Mark?
Bud says the students were wide-eyed and curious. They wanted to know more about her job.
As the teacher just entered the class dressed in total black in
right.
a SWAT team uniform.
SWAT team uniform, right. More about her job with the tactical unit and her uniform. It's the first year for the academy, designed to teach preteens about the different aspects of police work. The academy just wrapped up the last four three-day sessions. Rock Island Police Chief John Wright was inspired by Springfield's Junior Police Academy program and wanted to try one here, Officer Robinson said. 10 to 13 students committed to each session. There's no cost to students since DARE was funding the whole operation. Classes were held at Francis Willard, Thomas Jefferson, Audubon Elementary Schools, and the Martin Luther King Jr. Center.
They're all over the place then.
Yep, School Resource Officer Jim Pauley and Officer Robinson led the sessions through guest speakers, other officers. Students were exposed to crime scene investigation, detecting speeders, bike patrolling, and emergency response. Learning took place both inside and outside the classroom. After spending part of the two-hour sessions in the classroom, students headed out to participate in demonstrations. I thought we were just going to be talking about the stuff they do every day, said 11-year-old Ashley Ayala, adding that the hands-on aspect of the program made it more exciting. Thursday, students learned about SWAT teams and then participated in mock building entry, complete with a battering ram.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome. You can see two kids here, an officer and a kid, battering at a door. I'm not sure that they're actually battering the door. They appear to be very close to battering the door. I don't know if it's simulated battering or actual battering.
Wow.
I would hope that they're not damaging any property in the teaching 11-year-olds how to be SWAT members, but and let's see, earlier in the week, they tested radar guns along the street.
Yes.
Officers said that they were careful not just to explain what police do, but why they do it. Some children believe police are just out to hassle people, Officer Robinson said.
You're
she
right.
The program changed their perception.
Pretty much.
Ashley Moore, 11, said the program helped her to understand why they give people tickets and stuff.
Yeah, I wonder what their explanation for that was.
Oh, because it deters people from speeding, so therefore the roads are safer.
Hmm.
Officer also hoped the program would spark interest in some participants in becoming police officers themselves.
Gee, you think?
It did for 10-year-old, I'm not even going to try this name, I'm sorry, somebody, see him, Henry. I'd like to be a police officer because it helps people, and it's the best thing to do. I love, particularly, they've got a little photo here of she's screaming at 2 8-year-olds. One apparently is pretending to be a police officer. One's pretending to be a crook because they've got his hand behind his back and taking him to the squad car. It says, Rock Island police officer and emergency response team member Di Robinson yells to take the prisoner to Sean Henry, 8, caught in a simulated raid on Francis Willard Elementary School to the police car during the morning session of Junior Police Academy at the school on Thursday.
I'm so disgusted by this.
It's crazy.
Is there more?
No, the torture's over.
I am just stunned, shocked, disgusted. I guess I should have expected this. Hitler Youth, anyone? I mean, how far away is this from, you know, some of those types of programs, right? There's only one perspective being presented here, and that is that the government police are a good thing, and all they do is help people, and blah, 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 propaganda being shoved down your kids' throats. There could be a program like this at your government school. It sounds like it's all over the Quad Cities area, or at least in the Rock Island area of Illinois. Who knows how far far and wide wide-reaching this program is, because they said that it's being paid for by DARE funds, which DARE is a nationwide program.
Right.
And if this is yet another offshoot of the DARE program, it seems inevitable to me that a bunch of schools around the country have this. What was the program called again? Police, Young Police Academy or whatever?
The Junior Police Academy class.
The Junior Police Academy class. I want to pull up maybe a Google search on that, and let's see if we can really determine how widespread this is. But, and if you want to comment on this, I would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Did they have anything like this while you were in government school? Any sort of really direct sort of pathway? Basically, this is the very beginning step on a pathway towards becoming a government bureaucrat, in this case, a government police officer. And at the very least, it's certainly indoctrination. It's a one-sided, despicable indoctrination, telling kids, giving kids this sort of government perspective on police. Of course, a balanced school would also present maybe some, I don't know, anti-authoritarians to talk to the kids. Of course, you can't expect that from a government school.
It sounds unlikely. I don't know what I would expect from my school. I would expect a school not to teach this crap.
Well, I remember when I was in...
I do not want my tax dollars going to pay for this.
I think it was
class.
In 6th or 7th grade. So maybe around the same age, maybe a little older. They did have Law Day at my school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember this very explicitly because the SWAT team came out, and of course, I, as a young boy filled with testosterone and adrenaline or whatever it is that young boys are filled with, was... awfully attracted by the SWAT team. They had a variety of different
snails, puppy dog tails.
Well, they had a variety of different sort of bureaucrats from the law enforcement field out there on this particular day. But by far the most popular of the areas was the SWAT team. Why? Well, because they had their guns out.
It's interesting.
And you got to go, and I got to hold an MP5. At the age of 12, of course, completely unloaded, but, the point is, hey, this big hardware, and they look, these cops, and
parts of it move.
Ooh, and there's
cool.
A helicopter that landed across the street and mm-hmm. everything, and really, they were really just using taxpayer dollars to, and showing off all their toys to the kids. But this sounds like it really takes it a lot further, with multiple classes, lots of indoctrination, at a much younger age.
JuniorPoliceAcademy.org says that when you click on National Office, says that since 1992, the Junior Police Academy, a nonprofit organization, has been bringing the world of law enforcement into the nation's classroom, coordinated and directing the efforts of police departments and educators in this relatively new field of study.
And does it say what grade levels it affects? Does it only affect young people? Do they have a high school level class? Because I don't remember what it's called, but once you get into high school, you can become the little trainee. I don't remember what it's called, though. I wish I could.
Ride along kid?
Yeah, I don't. There's some sort
cadet?
Of trainee. Cadet, that's what it is. So I presume the cadets are sort of the next step up from this class. Very disturbing. What are your experiences with this, if any, at 800-259-9231? Are any of your kids in these classes today? This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. TRXDrugCart.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCart.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are free on our website, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, then consider voluntarily supporting us by shopping at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. We've got lots of neat products, a variety of Free Talk Live branded merchandise, including our hot-selling Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. It's a 2-gigabyte MP3 player. It is also a flash drive. It's also a voice recorder and more, all rolled into one, all there at store.freetalklive.com. We even have non-Free Talk Live branded merchandise, just cool stuff with cool designs on it that we've made up, or our designer, actually, Johnson, and store manager made up, which is apparently the Free Marketeer T-shirts, Mark. We've already sold out of the large and the extra large sizes on that. We did not order as many as apparently we needed to, so that's pretty cool. I mean, that's a good problem to have, right?
Right.
Anyway, so store.freetalklive.com. All right, so I want to get to an email here. Actually, I'm going to go to the phones first, but then get an email from a disabled military veteran, dealing with his thoughts on the whole, well, what happens to us when we get rid of the government thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to, first, though, Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris?
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was wanting to, I was calling in to advocate violence. But,
why?
I'll get to it. First, I just want to say that when I was in government schools, I think it was like fifth grade or fourth grade, they had this little play that was these bears, like this guy, this girl, and this older girl, like they dressed up in bear suits, and it was like a molestation play. You know?
Molesting bears?
Yeah.
Okay.
and they had us all gather up in the gym, and like the uncle bear like molested the nephew bear.
Right.
Exactly. And, did you see this happen?
Yeah, yeah. The guy actually touched her like crotch.
Right. It's okay to do it with bear suit on.
The nephew had a the nephew was a her?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I don't I
nephews
was like,
can't be hers.
There's a lot of problems in this little bear family from the get go.
Yeah, well I just remember that was the one thing I remember, and I remember it's strange because it actually turned me on when I was a little kid.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you do about that?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Well, nothing really. I mean,
that's
I just
good.
Remembered it.
That would have been naughty and inappropriate. Any other thoughts for us?
Yeah. Well, they did this in a gym, like, in front of a whole bunch of kids. So.
Let's get to the violence thing, Chris.
Okay, the violence. When you, I guess I should refer to killing somebody instead of just beating somebody up. I mean, it's both violence. But,
yes, correct.
When you kill somebody, you solve their problems. Because you take everything, every problem that they have just completely away.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Don't solve my problems, please.
Oh, yeah, I know. But another thing is, like, even defensive violence is still violence. And, like Ian, for example, I mean, if someone breaks in your house, you know, you're going to get your AK out and you're going to shoot them, right?
Depends.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they break in your house and, like, try to
kill
everybody.
Me or my
you know?
Girlfriend? Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's violence, too. And I don't know. I just listening to the show and everything, I listen during the day, like, on the podcast. But
right.
I don't know. I hear the whole violence thing come up every once in a while. And, like, I don't know. The hippies at Kent State didn't believe in violence, and they're dead. And so did the people like Tiananmen Square, and they're dead, too.
I see where you're coming from, and I feel you. Thank you for the call, Chris. Appreciate it. I can understand the frustration.
Well, but those people died for nonviolence. I mean, isn't it sort of, you know, spitting in their graves by advocating violence when, you know, using them as an example of an advocation of violence?
I'm not agreeing with what
he
said. I'm just understanding how he feels. Yeah, I mean, I understand. It's frustrating. Government's outrageous. Government's out of control. And some people want to take it to the streets. I just don't think that that's an appropriate response quite yet. I don't think we're there. I don't think we're to that point. I hope we never get to that point. I hope we can turn it around before things get really bad in this country. Because inevitably, I think it will go there. I know Johnson thinks that it's going to happen no matter what. Some people think that's the direction this country is going in and that it's inevitable. I personally am a bit more positive about it. I think it is something we can salvage. I think we can turn it around, even if we will have to secede in order to make it, to stop it. Whatever we can do to avoid the violence, I think, should be avoided. And, of course, then again, there are his silly comments about it being taking away people's problems. That's not true. And that's just absurd.
Yeah.
Being violent towards another person and killing another person especially only creates more problems. There were people that relied on that person, maybe to put food on a table or pay some bills and that sort of thing, and friends and family members and business partners and customers that all rely on seeing and dealing with those people on a daily basis.
And would miss them terribly.
Right. It's never appropriate to call for someone's death who hasn't initiated force in the first place. So to that end, I understand his concern with the government violence. But his call was absurd. 800-259-9231, and you're right, Mark. I should have ended that one sooner. Let's go to the email box, though. And an email from Jim. He says, "You guys recently brought up a subject that's been very crucial to me. You, Ian, are relentless in your vision, and you do not waver. You argue from the pure and the ideal at all times. And I'm very happy that I know this about you, because, like you often say, the necessity of liberty sounds very foreign to so many who've been brainwashed by our cruel system. You've inspired me with your ability to tackle any debate or issue with the strength provided by a very solid foundation of principle. You do tend to have sort of a playbook with those who call in angry because you shatter their beliefs and they're frightened, and while it irritates me to hear some of the same old arguments, they are effective and they make an impression that will probably be the seed of change for those poor souls."
And, you know, the sort of the seat of radio is repetition, and you've got to remember, you can't teach people things unless you repeat it over and over and over again. That's what they do in school. That's what they do with brainwashing.
It's true.
That's how you teach people things. You repeat it over and over and over
again.
Number
one rule of propaganda. He says, I apologize for always showering you with so much flattery when I write you, but I consider you a friend, and you have value that merits these compliments. I don't want anything from you, so you don't have to fear that. I'm simply grateful the spiritual, emotional, and physical drain that accompanies what you do in the face of what is frankly an impossible struggle against tyranny and evil.
Don't worry about it. Ian doesn't actually have a soul, so it doesn't really drain.
I fear that if I don't speak up and let you know how much heartfelt gratitude that I have for the work you do, that you might get disillusioned and disappear. You report so many awful, evil, corrupt things that you really need to at least hear my humble appreciation for the way you've truly excelled in what you do. You've managed to be quite unique in the way you've crafted and produced Free Talk Live.
What about me? What about the Edgsters?
Let's see. He says, I've been listening for more than a year now.
See, apparently he doesn't understand this show at all. If he thinks that you need flattery to keep going, he's mistaken.
I've been conflicted since the beginning about
If he thinks I don't, then he's also mistaken.
About my particular situation. My income is not enormous, but I'm more than comfortable. I don't have to work, and I spend my time following my pursuit, or any pursuit that tickles my fancy, so long as I don't feel ill from the loss of my kidneys. My lifespan will be short. Politically, I am libertarian in all but one very inescapable way. See, my entire income comes from the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security and the VA, Veterans Administration, give me around $1,000 a week. I'm considered 100% disabled.
A lot.
And that is mostly true. The nausea and vomiting is unpredictable, which makes me unreliable in the free market. I contracted my disease in Panama, and it renders my kidneys non-transplantable.
God.
I know I've told you all this before, so forgive me the tedious recount. I've listened long enough to know better than to justify or make excuses about how I deserve the money I get from the taxpayers. And therein lies my conflict. I've discovered principles too late, and now I either force others to give me money, or I live on the street until I die. I don't just get money. I also get vast quantities of dialysis supplies, prescription drugs, health care, dental, optical, life insurance, all taken by force. I waited a long time to hear your take on the subject, knowing what you'd say, knowing what the right view was, and finding no way to disagree with you. My dilemma is that I enslave others or die. There is an out. There is a just ending for me in light of all this. I know that it is not if, but when our fiat currency will collapse and become worthless. What is relatively comfortable today will become destitution and poverty very soon, as hyperinflation collapses our economy. The Nazis euthanized the infirm of mind and body, but our politicians won't be so direct. They'll just cut the funding for my dialysis as they make their futile attempts to stop the inevitable collapse. Well, I don't think they'll necessarily... they might cut the funding for the dialysis, but the paychecks that he'll be getting will be completely worthless. At that point, if the hyperinflation occurs, they'll keep you at the $1,000 a month or the $1,000 a week level, but it won't buy you a pizza.
Right, it'll buy you a Twinkie.
Try and tell me I have nothing to worry about with a straight face. The trick is to hopefully succumb to my illness before that happens, so timing will be everything. I'm impressed with the Free State Project, and I wish to participate. I can't do that because I couldn't live feeling like an imposter in the Free State. The goal is to cast off the yoke of the feds, and I always have to carry the guilt for taking the 30 pieces of silver.
I think that there's a middle road here that I'd like to discuss.
We'll do that. Recap it in hour number three. Take your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. And you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind as well. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Hour three is on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Hello.